I actually wasn't. I stuck to my routine on the tee and just made a bad swing, sadly. So, surprisingly walked off the tee level-headed.
Overall, though, you like how you're standing.
I really do. The final semester of school for me was really tough. Was definitely humbling. But I've really worked hard this summer so far, and so this round feels really, really good.
What were I could get it later on,
oh, it's okay.
Online, but what were your two composite nines?
I honestly have no idea. Do you want me to look?
I can look.
I actually didn't. Well, so I hit it close. I gave myself so, like, my proximity to the hole today was really, really good. I made it really easy on myself. Was giving myself great chances. Was hitting a lot of fairways with my driver. And thankfully hit it very, very close on 1, 2, and 3 and had one drop on 3. And just really didn't make any major mistakes all day. So it was really good. I'm happy.
How much have you played this course in the past?
Never played it. My first time in a tournament.
So did you get a practice run?
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. Yesterday. So,
played during the pro-am or outside?
No, I played before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We came up Saturday and played yesterday, and I heard it was links, and my team actually took a trip to Ireland 2 years ago, and it feels exactly like that without the wind. So, yes. Yeah, it was great, and it's beautiful. It fits really well for my game. So,
how quickly could you formulate a game plan based on? Over in your head after the round and say,
okay. I did. My dad and I made a really good plan yesterday. There's a lot of strategy holes out here. Like 16 from the forward tee is definitely a strategy hole. I actually hit a 5-wood off the tee. And I think we had a really solid practice round, hitting a lot of extra shots. And thankfully, it led to good results today.
And how did you, what man do you play on your school team? And how did you do at the SEC tournament?
SECs was a good tournament for me personally. The team, we had a really, really good first round as a team, but had a few struggles. SECs is in our exam period, so everybody's very tired. But yeah, SECs, I think I came in top 17. Did I come in top 17? Yeah. But overall, my final semester at school was really, really tough. So this round feels really good.
So are you the number one player
at
your school?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you get to come as an individual to Rich Harvest Farms?
Or? I did.
Yeah.
Oh, not Rich Harvest Farms, sorry. Actually, our team did not make regionals. So I went as an indie to regionals.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't get to here?
No. Yeah, it's tough to make it as an individual. So. Yeah.
This part's more fun.
Yes, this is way more fun.
Stuff.
Hi. My score today, not too happy. Wasn't all there. Left out a lot of putts. Wasn't making a lot of putts, obviously. Everything could have just been better. Just wasn't all there. Not the best day, but, you know, that happens. Might as well start off that way and then finish strong, right?
Yes, that's right. So how are you settling in with the clubs, right?
Yeah, clubs are good. You know, nothing's wrong with them. It's the Indian, not the arrow.
Right. There's a Phil Cozen there for
wingman. Uh-huh. So PXG is working now, huh?
Yes, I like them a lot. They're awesome. They're awesome when I swing well.
When you swing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have an interesting feel to them. I finally hit those.
Oh, yeah?
Again.
Yeah.
Nice. They're different, though. There is a different feel. I'm sure you had an adjustment period, though, with them?
Oh, yeah. They're a little shorter than my last set, so that took a tiny bit of getting used to, but, you know, had them for a while now, so.
You came in here with a whole different set to your life than last year when you were playing golf, coming off college and all that.
Yeah.
Harder to get ready to play golf now when you're working in the pro shop all day?
Yes, a lot. It takes up a lot of time. You really got to manage your time well, and I'm still working on it. Just trying to find time to do everything I want to do, so. Got to get it done, that's all.
The style of this golf course, a Ray Hearn compared to a Donald Ross that you play every day, a little bit different?
Not completely different. The conditions of the courses are fairly similar, which is good. So.
And you've got the traditional caddy on the back.
Yes, the dad.
Yeah.
He's on there. We didn't kill each other today, so day one down.
That's a good sign. Two more to go.
Two more to go.
Lead. Mm-hmm. Your first time here?
First time here, yes.
So, did you get a practice round in before you played today?
I played in the Pro-Am yesterday, so I did get a look at the course before I came here. And I thought it really suited my eye today, so I was really excited to get out there today. And, you know, I'm happy with the score. I posted a 67, which I'm very happy about.
Mm-hmm. Was there an early birdie or something that got you going today?
Yeah, I made birdie my first hole, so that was always a good start. And then I only had one bogey today, so I guess six birdies. So I played pretty steady today, hit the ball really well, was able to capitalize on a couple, you know, short clubs into the greens. So yeah, I'm very happy with how I played today and hopefully can take that into tomorrow.
When you come to a course and you see it for the first time, you say it fits your eye. What makes it fit your eye?
Just, you know, just stepping out here and just, you know, I guess just looking out into the fairways, like, you know, I feel comfortable here. And even on the greens, you know, I feel pretty comfortable. So I think that's the main thing when you get to a new golf course is to make yourself as comfortable as possible. And I think I did that. And hopefully next 2 days will go just as good.
I know you're chasing the dream. I looked briefly on the internet. You won the Canadian Women's PGA last year.
Yes.
And that said that was your second win. So what was the other?
So I won a Pro-Am in Sydney, Australia. So that was my first, like, professional win. And then, yeah, my second win was the PGA of Canada last year.
You're chasing number three?
I am, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right. So working towards that.
How hard is it for someone like you, obviously a really good player, to just get on, say, even the Symetra Tour?
Absolutely. It's tough. And I knew that, obviously, going into this journey. But it's all part of the process. So there's a lot of highs and lows. But ultimately, in the end, you know, obviously, like, you know, shooting 67 today, you know, that's, you know, what I'm working towards, and that's kind of the dream, I guess, and just, you know, seeing those scores come, you know, reinforces that, you know, my hard work is paying off, which is really nice.
Usually in this tournament, 67 the first day would give you the lead. You're tied for it, and there's a bunch of people right behind.
Yeah, I mean,
ready for the next 2 days?
It's pretty stacked, yeah. I mean, the course, I think, today, you know, the conditions are great, so obviously a lot of players were taking advantage of that as well. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm just going to play my own game for the next 2 days, and I'm not really going to worry about anybody else and just to see what happens.
Great. Mm-hmm. How did the college career go? You were at...
I was NC State.
NC State. You know, we have the guy that won our men's Illinois Open Championship a couple years ago was an NC State guy.
Oh,
David,
really?
David Cook.
Oh, yeah, yeah, nice. Oh, that's right. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Different golf course, but...
So you could kind of bookend it here.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. I forgot he did win that. So, yeah, it's obviously great to be representing my alma mater. I'm always proud to represent Wolfpack and hope I do them proud as well.
Did you know him in college at all?
I did, yeah. We overlapped maybe like a year or two. So, yeah, I did know him.